Let's get kind of the bird's eye view from the man who sees it all from his perch above Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Dave Archer, joining us.
The Dave.
Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, guys.
Dave, have you ever been a part of a team where no matter how many adjustments you try to make it right, that for whatever reason it still doesn't go right for you?
Unfortunately, I'd like to say no, Hugh, but yeah, I had the misfortune of having to play on a couple of teams in the early mid-80s that we just couldn't seem to get it right. I mean, we'd play hard and be in position and make a few plays on one side of the ball, and the other side of the ball would let you down. And this is one of those scenarios where it just seems like they can't play well on both sides at the same time. This was a game defensively. I thought they fought their rear ends off, forced four field goals, had the misfortune of having the offense turn the ball over in their own end of the field where they had a 16-play drive, or a 5-play, 16-play drive, or 16-yard drive that resulted in a touchdown. So I thought the defense did some really good things yesterday, but the offense just didn't come to play at all. They came to play. They just couldn't get the Rams blocked. So it's one of those scenarios, Hugh, where they just can't seem to get to the two phases, the defense and the offense, playing together at the same time. And that's really been their demise on this five-game losing streak.
Dave Archer joining us, talking about the Falcons and the five-game skid. Coach Quinn came out and said when he was asked if he was going to relinquish the defense coordinator, he said, no, absolutely not. And then he turns around after the game, kind of lets everybody know that, in fact, he did, Dave, relinquish some play calling on the defensive side.
Well, I think that he shared some stuff. And even if you go back to the 18 and 17 years when Marquand Manuel had the label as the D coordinator, Dan was still involved in play calling there too. So I think there's a misnomer that Dan's exclusively calling the plays, or that there wasn't a collaboration the 2 years prior. So you're always, and Hugh, you know this, I mean, coaching gets together and they put together a game plan, and there's suggestions coming from upstairs. There's guys on the field that are helping as well. So it's a collaboration more often than not. Yeah, ultimately one guy makes the call probably, but there's still a lot of conversation going on along the staff as to what adjustments need to be made, what they're doing in a series, and where the calls need to go on third down or first down or whatever.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons analyst. Dave, from up in your perch, what have you been seeing from Vic Beasley, and how has he been playing in your eyes?
He's just not physical enough on the edge, Hugh. And I like Vic. I think a lot of people like Vic. Anybody that talks to him, love the guy. But there's just, from what he has to do as an edge player, there's just not a lot there. He's not answering the call when it comes to setting the edge in the run game. And then he's become a bit of a one-trick pony when it comes to rushing the passer. He's got the speed rush. He's not a big enough guy to change that to power, from speed to power, where he can get up underneath pads and bull rush. I mean, nobody knows defensive pass rush more than you do, Hugh, and I'm assuming you see the same thing. There's just not an alternate move or another move he can get to get to the passer. Subsequently, they shut the door on him on getting to the passer. You see the athleticism, his ability to get out in coverage. I thought his coverage on the play to Gurley for the touchdown, that's one of those ones where you tip your hat to the quarterback and the player that makes the catch. I mean, that was a big-time throw by Goff and a really good catch by Todd Gurley in the corner of the end zone when Vic had to peel to take the running back coming out of the backfield. He was in perfect position defensively, even pawing at the arm of Gurley, but that's a big-time play. So I think he's done some of the athletic things out in space that he needs to do. It's just we expect him to rush the passer, and I just don't see any versatility in his pass rush that's going to allow him to get home.
You know what, and speaking of that play again, if it had been under any other circumstances where Todd Gurley caught that pass, you would say to the defender, hey, that was pretty good coverage. But because he's been under so much fire and he hasn't been to the quarterback, that's just a little bit more scrutiny for Vic Beasley.
Yeah, you're exactly right. More people are going to, Beasley, you see, he's the guy. He does get beat in man coverage for the touchdown, but it's not because he wasn't in the right position. It's not because he didn't recognize it properly and was in the right spot. It was just a perfect throw, perfect catch, and a big-time catch by Gurley on that over-the-shoulder little wheel route that they ran him on. So But yeah, it throws a little bit more lighter fluid on the fire if you don't like Vic Beasley.
Talking with Dave Archer, the analyst for the Falcons, of course, as we break down a lot of storylines. Believe it or not, there are a lot of storylines that come out of yesterday's game. 1-6, and Dave, wondering if you feel that the season is officially lost, and if so, trade deadline's a week from tomorrow. Do you expect the Falcons to be sellers?
Well, it's interesting, John. I don't expect anything in that regard as far as the season being lost from a player's perspective. And again, I come from it from the same angle that probably Hugh does, and I know we have to kind of put on the big picture media hat. But players can't shut it down. I know that the fans will say, I'm done with this team. I'm washing my hands of this team. The product sucks and all that type of stuff. Well, the players still have to come to work, and they still got to get ready for this week's game, and they can't say, okay, the season's over with, and we'll just check it in. They won't do that. And that's the thing that I've been on teams that have a sour taste to them or a sour look to them. Because of what happens in the locker room or what's going on with their thoughts of the coach. This team isn't like that. And that's what's so sad about it is they can't find a way to win a game, and there still is a great togetherness about the team. They work hard during the week to get ready. I thought the defense played extremely hard in this game. We just talked about what they did to try to hold on to the rope here. They were on the field for 37 minutes. The offense just didn't play very well. They could not block the Rams. They were 3-for-12 on third down, and so I don't think so. Is there a guy or two that teams are going to come asking about? I think certainly there's going to be teams asking about players on the team. I don't sense that Thomas Dimitroff or Dan Quinn are ready to cut bait on players or anything like that. I think they'll continue to fight and get ready to play the Seahawks this weekend.
Sports Radio 929 Game. Talking to my man Dave Archer, Falcons analyst. Dave, Devontae Freeman got into a little tete-a-tete with Aaron Donald. Knowing what we know and Ito was out, why do you think Devontae decided to take that moment to take a swing at Aaron Donald?
Well, one, Aaron Donald lifting him up off the ground and was kind of walking him backwards off the field there. I was a little surprised that that wasn't taken into consideration, that Devontae is trying to free himself from, because Aaron Donald was the one that initiated it, but I don't think it was in his mind, Hugh, that Ito was out and that he was one of two backs left. Or of course, he had Kenyon Barner too, so one of the three backs that were still left. I don't think he was thinking about that. I think there's a frustration level. You know this. A frustration level grows in players that things aren't going well, and now a guy's going to try to test you a little bit manhood-wise, and he wasn't going to have that. He didn't care if it was Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the league or not. He was going to take his shot at him. So I don't think there was any thought process of, oh, I can't get eliminated from the game because there's not many of us left.
I knew you were going to say that. I just wanted you to say it as eloquently as you said it, because for me, I was just like, you just can't let anybody take your Fruit Loops like that. You can't let nobody take your lunch money. That's basically what he was trying to do.
You're going to try me. You're going to get mine, too. And he tried. He tried the best he could as a little running back.
Yeah, right. He did.
Hey, Dave, of course, the big question all Falcons fans want to know this morning is Arthur Blank has offered his support to Dan Quinn again, did so after the game last night. Do you anticipate that support will extend through the end of the year?
I do. I think that he likes what Quinn has done in his tenure here. I think we get caught up in the moment of what's going on right now. And, yeah, this is a sour taste right now. And unfortunately, it's coming off a year last year. We had a bunch of guys banged up and out where we couldn't perform at a high level. But I think we're, what are we, 18 months removed from one play away from going to an NFC championship game. I think that has to be kept in consideration as to what's going on here. And I think you have to look at the big picture, the entire picture, not just one side of the ball or the other. What's going on with this team? Is there a sour feeling about this team? It's not. No, this is a team that's very much together and very much want to play hard for Dan. And is Dan making changes and adjustments defensively? You saw Deion Jones make 11 tackles, 3 for loss yesterday. You think Deion was running through the A-gap on his own volition? That was an adjustment Dan Quinn made defensively to get Deion Jones in the backfield to shut down their run game, which they did. You know, they just can't get off the field on third down on defense. That's something they're trying to get fixed, but it's been a tough deal. But, no, I don't expect Mr. Blank to give up on his coach.
Dave, as always, do appreciate your insight. Thanks
very much. My man, thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. See you.